Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Heaney.
And I'm Kathleen Martin. We're just two Kathleens painting fabric furniture with latex paint.
And in this episode, we are sharing our recent experiments with using leftover house paint to revamp some upholstered furniture. Now, Kathleen.
Yeah.
We dreamt up this experiment because we firmly believe in that DIY projects, most of them, shouldn't make you go out and buy all these like crazy, I don't know, ingredients to give you something that's like only mildly good, right?
Yeah. How can we make the things in our home better with what we have laying around?
It's better for the environment. It's better for our wallets.
Yeah.
Just take a gander. How many buckets of latex, extra latex paint do you think you have in your home right now?
Five.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like that's about average. We have at least 20 gallons of like paint that we used for rooms that wasn't like the gallon wasn't fully used, or gallons that I purchased that I'm like going to use in the future.
You live in an apartment. Where are they?
Well, I keep some of them in the guest bath.
I was excited to try this because I have this small ottoman. It's really functional, but it's ugly. I don't like the color. It's tiny. It's like, I don't know, like 2 feet tall. It's a little cylinder shape.
I love storage ottomans.
There's so much crap in there.
You know, sometimes late at night when I'm up, I just Google storage ottomans or storage benches.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really want to keep my finger on the pulse of like all of the new storage innovations that are coming out at all times.
Storage ottomans are the gateway drug of keeping your house only surface level clean. Because in my house, if you check under any couch, bed, storage ottoman, drawer, it's just like explosions of junk.
Yeah. Before people come over my house, I just toss everything in the closet. And then you open the door and it like an avalanche. Knocks you over. It's not even an avalanche of clothes. It's like kitchen supplies and all sorts
hammers.
Of stuff.
Hammers. Drills.
So I was excited to experiment with latex paint because everybody's got like a chair, a hand-me-down chair that you're like, oh, it's still in pretty good shape, but the colors are like puke brown or something.
Right, right.
Slip covers have gotten so much better over the years, but they used to be so ill-fitting.
Oh, the worst.
Not necessarily the right shape for the chair. Or maybe it's like one size too big and it looks like when you're wearing khaki pants where like the butt is sort of like that diaper butt.
Diaper butt. So true. Speaking of slip covers,
yeah.
I was actually just talking to my friend. She needs a new couch because her kids have destroyed it.
As kids do.
Exactly. But she's not ready to buy the whole new couch. So she's looking for a slipcover. And we found this company. I was just Googling it, like IKEA slipcover or whatever brand you have.
Yeah.
It's called ComfortWorks. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, no. It's just ComfortWorks.com?
Yeah. Comfort-works.com.
Oh, let me check them out.
Super cool because you can put in most like big brands and they have slip covers that are custom made for that specific couch.
Oh, how cool is this? Look, they have CB2, they have West Elm, Ethan Allen, Our House Article, Crate and Barrel, Joybird, IKEA, Pottery Barn. This is really cool.
That is cool because the problem with a generic slip cover is it's like a one size fits all, which usually is not good.
Yeah.
So you can put your exact couch in there and then, you know, throw them in the wash.
I'm looking at some of the fabrics that they offer, and these are fabrics that you can't even get in the store.
Yeah.
So you kind of get to upgrade, and then also you save the earth because you're not throwing away your old couch.
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes maybe you just want a new color couch, or is that just me?
I love this idea. So I painted a storage ottoman as well, and when it turned out so good, I decided to paint a dining room chair too.
You had a very intense process, and you gave me the step-by-step of everything I needed to do to be successful. And then I ignored it all. I know.
Peruge, it's okay. I never expect you to follow my advice. You're your own person. You're a free spirit.
You know what? We needed a differing opinion to see if it worked better.
Yeah, no, you're totally right about that. So I got the idea for this experiment from Lone Fox.
Okay.
He is a big time home decor DIY YouTuber. I've been following him for years. He does a lot of really cool projects. And I was sitting one day, you and I had like talked on the surface about doing this fabric painting project, this experiment for the pod, and I'm going through YouTube and I type in like painting upholstered furniture, and every single person who had a video, the results were just kind of meh. And so I'm watching him transform a chair to look like a leather chair, and he's using three different colors of brown latex paint.
Okay.
And the results were stunning.
What did it start? What fabric?
I don't know what fabric he started with, but I will tell you the fabrics that I worked with and what worked and what didn't. So, Kathleen, you're an art teacher, and this is something I didn't know before you and I worked together, is that if you have acrylic paint, you can paint on fabric with acrylic if you mix in like a textile medium. What's a textile medium?
Fabric medium is a solution that you buy that you mix with your acrylic paint that thins it out so that when you put the paint on, it spreads more easily and it doesn't leave the fabric as stiff. I recently got married, and for my bachelorette, I bought, I don't know, 10 jean jackets from Old Navy. They were like $20.
Yeah.
And I hand painted them and gave them to my friends who came to my bachelorette party.
Mm.
I projected everyone's name on the back.
So cool.
I outlined it with a paint pen. And then I mixed white acrylic paint with fabric medium and painted it on. And it's like a gift that they can actually use. It's personalized. And I'm super happy with how it came out.
We actually should probably do a whole episode on painting fabric with acrylic paint. That would be really cool.
Yeah, the jackets are adorable. I painted mine bride, which I loved at the time, but now is totally weird to wear. So
yeah, you could wear it around the house or... Maybe you could like paint over it. Like when someone gets a tattoo that they end up regretting and they just get another tattoo over the original tattoo so they can't even see the original one anymore.
What word could I change it to? Like bride, bridey,
bridey,
bridal,
Just make it into flowers.
Brussels
just
like, browns. I don't know.
Brussels browns. You know what? I would be really intrigued to see somebody walking around with a jacket that said Brussels sprouts.
I love that. I love that.
I love a good shaved Brussels sprout with a lemon vinaigrette. Okay, so I took this theory that Kathleen explained to me about adding like a medium to the paint to get it to spread better or stick better, whatever. I tested three different mediums. I had an old piece of linen and I cut it into squares, and I tested latex paint with fabric softener. I tested latex paint with glycerin.
Okay.
Because glycerin is the main ingredient in fabric medium. And then I tested latex paint with this product called Flood, F-L-O-O-D. It is a medium that you put into latex paint before you paint kitchen cabinets. And it makes the paint spread easily over cabinets. Maybe it'll work for fabric painting, but it did not. So I spent my whole weekend mixing paints, painting them onto my little fabric squares. And I decided to go with...
drumroll...
fabric softener.
Woo!
And my formula is two parts fabric softener, one part paint. Why are you laughing?
Because you did all this research and you sent it to me and you were ahead of schedule. Well, no, you were on schedule. I was behind schedule. So you did all this research and it's great. And you showed success. But I tried something at the other end of the spectrum. It's really easy to get. Water. Just water.
Okay. So if you only added water to your paint, what were your measurements?
It's funny you ask. I don't know.
You didn't measure out exactly how much water you were mixing in?
All right. Here's my tip. You pour a little paint. You add a little water. You give a little swirl a reel until it's thinner. If it's too thin, add a little bit more paint.
Oh my God.
But if it's too thick, add a little bit more water.
What was the consistency like?
Still painty, but thinner.
Okay. We're using only the most scientific terms here.
I'm trying to think of viscosity because my dad is a scientist. The viscosity was like No. Like milk too thin?
Less than Greek yogurt.
Oh my God.
But more than orange juice.
I have no idea. I'll think about it.
Maybe like a yogurt drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a Danimal.
Yeah, there we go. A Danimal. If you decide to do this after you listen to this podcast and you're like, okay, this is something I want to give a try, get the fabric softener that doesn't have like laundry scent in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got one that had a little bit of dye in it and some like, I don't know, some fresh spring scent or whatever. And I was getting dizzy.
So this is why I chose to ignore your directions per usual, because scentless dye fabric softener is $17 on Amazon.
Oh,
and
no.
I was just like, I'm too cheap for that. Water it is.
Oh my God. In the store, it was like $350.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. See, that's when Amazon fails you. And ShopRite.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good to know. I sometimes forget you can go to stores.
No, I know. Okay. Here are the details of everything that I used. For the paint, I went with Benjamin Moore Chartreuse. That's the name of the color.
Ooh, chartreuse and orange. That's fun.
Yeah. It's really bold, right?
It is bold. I like it.
I'm young and hip.
The hippest.
So the formula is 2 parts fabric softener, 1 part paint.
Twice as much fabric softener?
Yeah.
No wonder why you're passing out with smells.
Yeah. After a day or two, and then I got the scentless stuff because I couldn't take it anymore. And I painted all of the white fabric, left the design in orange, and it looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually an item that I cherish now, and none of the paint is rubbing off. Like, I've sat on it. It dried really nice. It still feels soft like fabric.
Yeah. That's like the number one complaint people have when they paint fabric is it loses the softness. It gets really stiff and uncomfortable. Another important thing to note is that you painted that chartreuse paint on a cream base.
Yeah.
So you started with a light fabric to begin with.
Starting color matters because you can't paint something light when it's black fabric to begin with.
Yeah. So that was part of my problem.
Yeah.
My ottoman was a polyester, but it feels like a velvet.
Yeah.
So it has a very soft texture. It started out as a deep cranberry red,
mm-hmm.
and it never really jived with my living room the way I wanted it to.
Yeah.
But I did like throwing stuff in there, so mm-hmm. I kept it out. The problem was I did mine half and half. Half a bright pink and an orange. So they're both Sherwin-Williams. One was dragon fruit.
Oh, has God, it's so beautiful.
It's a little bit of a purpley undertone, so kind of magenta. And the other one was called Obstinate Orange, which is just like, no, I'm not going to do that.
I'm an orange and I'm in a mood.
Yeah. So I really related to that. And I wanted to do it half and half. So I taped it and I just mixed my paint down with water in an unknown quantity. And since it started in such a deep red, I needed a lot of coats to make the pink and orange show up. And they still aren't true to color like they would be if they were painted on white.
Yeah.
So it's this balance of whatever your starting color is.
Mm-hmm.
Can you achieve the new color and keep the fabric texture? And for me, the answer was no.
Yeah.
Because I did maybe 6 coats of pink.
Yeah.
And there's no way, no matter how watered down it would be, to get that vibrant pink and keep the softness of the polyester versus if the polyester started white, I probably could have done 2 or 3 coats and maybe kept it soft. I tried brushing in both directions so I wasn't just matting it down. Eventually realized that was futile and did just paint it in one direction.
Yeah.
So all the texture is completely gone. It's not bad. It still is soft-ish fabric-ish, but nothing like when it started.
Yeah, but now it's more beautiful.
True.
So on YouTube, when I was researching techniques for this project, I was watching people painting furniture, and a lot of DIYers were soaking their furniture in water before putting paint on them. I didn't do that because I feel like that's just a waste of paint. Because the paint is going to get sucked right in and diluted. And I know, so you didn't wet your ottoman ahead of time, did you?
I did on the lid. So the lid comes off. I tried on 1/2 pre-wetting it. It took the paint so long to dry.
Yeah.
And I actually felt like the paint went on worse.
Yes.
It was like streakier and over-dissolved and it wasn't helping. So for the rest, I did not pre-wet.
So ignore every single piece of advice that you've ever gotten about painting upholstered furniture on YouTube or on a blog. Do not wet your piece, but do clean it thoroughly. But don't wet it. Don't soak it before you decide to paint it. It's just like, it's a waste. It's an extra step that takes a mess.
I did see your reel where you were vacuuming. I was like, oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. I used my Bissell like the day ahead of time. I Bissell Little Green to like clean the fabric. No, you're shaking your head.
I did nothing. I put down a drop cloth and called it a day.
I will never understand you.
I was on top of my rug, half on the floor.
Oh, no, Kathleen, you have
paint
to.
Paint was going through to the ground.
You have to prep properly.
I really can't.
Oh my God, it'll help you in the end. You'll be so proud of yourself when cleanup is a cinch.
I was just happy I washed my brushes.
So I only had to do on my ottoman 2 coats.
Yeah, because it was so light to start.
And then I was like, oh, this turned out so well. Like I tested it. The paint wasn't rubbing off. I like sat on it. I rubbed white fabric on it. Nothing was transferring. Hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get cocky and I'm going to paint a full dining chair, which is a risk because ottomans, you know, someone might sit on it every now and then, but basically people are just like putting their feet up on it. Or maybe you put a tray on it and use it as like a makeshift coffee table or something, but you're not like laying your full body on it with like lots of friction over and over again. So I have this dining chair from Target. It's from the Threshold brand. We will link it on the website. I love it. Purchased it 2 years ago because I was having people over for Christmas and I needed extra seating. And all they had left on the website was a muted slate blue color that I've never been a huge fan of. Mm-hmm. But the shape and the style of the chair is actually a fabulous design. The chair is like so comfortable. I went on to purchase more chairs for my mom's house in a color that I actually really like. So I painted it. I did the same process that I used for my ottoman, 2 parts fabric softener, 1 part paint. And it looks really good going on. Like the chair looks great. I only did 1 coat. It's going to need another coat.
Oh, that was 1 coat?
That was only 1 coat.
Well,
yeah, I know.
It was so pretty well. Yeah.
Kathleen was over this weekend and I had a big like note on the chair, like do not sit because it was still kind of wet. Okay. Are you ready for the final result?
Yes.
The paint didn't take.
Oh, why?
It rubs off on paper towels and fabric. Mm. And I think the difference is, Kathleen,
what?
It was a polyester fabric on my dining chair.
Right.
It looks great. Like if you need a chair that's just going to sit in your entryway and you only like put grocery bags on it or something, by all means, I think this is a great project. But since the chair was a synthetic fabric made of plastics, the mixture of the paint and the fabric softener, people will sit on it and it'll get on their clothes and it's just going to be a big mess. So I'm not even going to bother with a second coat.
No, I think actually differently. I completely agree. The cotton is going to take the paint better. I think the overall finish, the way it applies, everything is going to be better with a natural fiber. But I would say it does look really good. I would do another coat because the chair started blue.
Yeah.
You painted it orange.
Yeah.
Color theory, they're complementary colors. And when they're mixed, they gray out.
Yeah.
So like it does, I feel like I could use one more coat to get more vibrancy.
Oh, for sure.
But then I would give it some time to really let it dry. And then I would try sealing it.
So how would you seal fabric?
That's the thing. Like, so I had a brief moment, I think it was before COVID, where I got really into leather painting.
Oh.
And by really into it, I mean, I bought $500 in materials and then did it like twice. I was like, this is too much.
It's the curse of the DIY brain.
Seriously. And I'm always like, I need the best of the best leather paint. I bought freaking everything.
No, you didn't.
I'm going to toot toot my own horn. I painted some beautiful sneakers, but the time it takes per
sneaker
to paint. Hours, and then you go into the resale value.
Mm-hmm.
Takes forever.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you're done, you have to put a sealant over it to hold the paint onto the fabric or onto the leather.
What kind of sealant? Like, what's the material of the sealant?
A Mod Podge almost. You could do like a glossy or a matte. I'm sure there would be something to seal paint onto fabric.
I love the way it looks. Honestly, the orange, it does need another coat. Before I put another coat on, Kathleen, do you think I should like take the chair out into the backyard and hose it down to like get out some of that fabric softener?
Not in a billion years.
Because, okay, this is my scientific theory. Fabric softener. Mm. I follow like a clean talk. I like people who clean on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And actually a lot of people who have accounts like that, they will say, don't use fabric softener because really just what fabric softener is wax. And why would you put wax on your cotton towels? Because then they become less absorbent.
I think it's actually supposed to be pretty bad for clothing.
Yeah, yeah. My theory is that because fabric softener is wax, my formula doesn't work with synthetic fabrics because it's like putting wax on plastic. Mm. It's never going to be absorbed in. It's never going to buff right. But if you put wax on a natural material like wood, you rub it in and it creates like a good sealant.
Okay. That I can agree with. Do not hose down your furniture.
Why not?
Think about all the water that's going to sit in there. We just talked about not pre-wetting.
Yeah.
And then you could have mold growing in the foam inside and get real funky in there.
I feel like I just need to get rid of fabric softener remnants and then use your formula of just latex paint and water.
I think you're too far gone.
No. I mean, like, at this point, it's like, who cares? I've already ruined the chair with like paint that's going to rub off on my clothes when I sit on it. You know,
maybe wait till the warm weather and do it when it's like you could really bake the water out. I'm very concerned with a permanently squishy, moldy butt.
Yeah. Seat. Put it out in the sun. Let the sun do all the drying and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because if I use my heat gun, I'll probably set it on fire by accident. Honestly. But I would recommend it for natural fabrics.
Okay. So mine, with all things, aesthetically, I would say my storage ottoman is cuter.
Yeah, it is cuter.
Would I recommend it? No. In my experience, the end result is like just so-so. I don't look at it like, I love this so much. Uh-huh. I did not actually test whether it would come off, but it seemed very delicate. My ring scratched it and left a mark.
Oh, your ring scratched it.
It just seems like it made the piece impractical.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with. But would I recommend painting upholstery this way? No. Only if it doesn't matter. You don't care about it. If it ruins it, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. And you don't use it all that much.
Don't use it. Maybe it's in the garage. It's already been recycled, like it's upcycled, whatever. You didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
Or like Kathleen said, if it's in a place where you're never sitting on it, you're not really using it, but it could just look really cool somewhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know how sometimes under a console table, they'll put two ottomans or something?
Yes.
No one's ever sitting on those. Something like that.
Maybe in the summer, we can do phase two of painting upholstery where we use some RIT dye to dye fabric.
Yes, that I am into.
Yeah, and I think that's a good summer project because you need to let that sit in the sun to really take.
What did you say you were going to name this segment? Will it die?
Will it die? Yeah. I want to do a segment where we just dye all sorts of things with RIT dye and see if it works. Anyway, recommend it for cotton ottomans only.
Cotton fabric. It's not your grandma's heirloom.
Yes, exactly. Honestly. Okay. Let's do our social shout out.
So I briefly mentioned painting leather.
Yeah.
There is a leather painting queen. Mm-hmm. Her name is Lauren with an accent mark. Don't call her Lauren. She quit her corporate job to hand paint leather full time.
Really cool.
I discovered her work at a Jersey City street fair. So I started following her on Instagram. It's Once Upon a Lauren. So like Once Upon a Lauren.
L-A-U-R-E-N.
Yes. So I thought about it for years and I finally pulled the trigger when I was getting married.
Yeah.
I decided to get a custom leather jacket for the wedding
because
I am not the traditional bride. I'm a cool bride. I wore a leather jacket in some of my photos and at nighttime, and she painted Martin, my new last name, but it looks like old Gothic.
Oh, like medieval writing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The, like the letters a little pointy.
Yeah.
And she painted them 3D to make it look like patches that were sewn on.
It's so cool.
So happy that I got it for my wedding. And under the collar, it says KM and BM and our wedding date, but that's like hidden under
cute.
A flip up collar. Yeah, really cute. I bought new.
Yeah.
But it could be like leather you have, leather that's damaged. Like someone could have a nice leather bag that got some type of stain. So she'll fix it by covering it with a hand painted design.
Oh, cool.
She's really cool.
I love that you don't have to buy something new, that you can send her something that you already have. Okay. Once Upon a Lauren, Once Upon L-A-U-R-E-N. Very cool.
If there's anything that you've been wanting to paint, but you don't know how to go about it, need some tips or some help, share it in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Send it over. We can give you help. Maybe we'll create a whole episode around it.
Yeah.
Go to facebook.com/groups/KathleenCanDoIt and we'll see you there.
So I was posting in the group this weekend because I needed advice I am in the process of maybe buying a small farm. it is technically a hobby farm because it's less than 5 acres or whatever. We just put in an offer today, but I posted a photo in the group of one of the bedrooms that has a giant hole in the floor. And all the people in our Facebook group were helping me identify like what this hole led to and what its purpose was. And it was really helpful.
Yeah, you got to check out and see what that big old hole was about.
And as always, everything that we talked about on this podcast, you can check it out on KathleenCanDoIt.com. We are getting ready to launch our new site. Make sure you head over to the website right now and sign up for our newsletter.
We have so many good things going into the newsletter.
Yeah.
I love super weird, colorful home decor.
Yeah.
I'm always finding new products, and we're going to be sharing them right with you in the newsletter.
You and I have weird taste, but good taste. Weird, interesting, good taste.
What's good and weird?
like my vase weird. That's shaped like a strawberry.
I have a vase that's a butt. And don't forget,
if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.